Here with Rob Childress, get a little update on the fall baseball season, and been out here about three or four weeks now, and got to play around the raindrops, but it looks like it's really helped your team.
We've had a great fall thus far, finishing up our fourth week this week, and it's been very intense and very competitive. I mean, the guys have brought a great attitude to the field every day, and you know, playing at a high level, and we've got a lot of new faces, and but it's been good. It's been a work in progress, and it will continue to be for the next 2 weeks and on into the off season, and then back again in January. But I really like the chemistry that we have thus far, and you know, the level of competition that we're getting out of these guys each and every day.
When you bring in a recruiting class as talented as what you did, and they do compete with the players that came back, it seems like the way y'all divide into teams early on, it really lets that competition level go up. And this is a year you see a lot of that at positions where guys are going to battle in the fall, in January, in April to get out on the field.
You know, the way we've done it in the past, this being our fourth year in the fall, has been really good. It's, you know, if we were both catchers, I'm not worried so much about beating you out as I am doing everything I can for my team to help them win on the field, off the field, in the classroom, and in the weight room. And it's been really good. And, you know, there's ongoing position battles that will continue into the winter and on into January. But from that standpoint, it's been very good. I mean, there's a lot of talent in each position. And offensively, I think we've got a chance to be very good on the mound. We had some young guys that didn't pitch a lot last year that went out and had great summers, and it's carried over into the fall. I mean, guys like Ross Stripling and Denny Clement have come back on missions, and some of our new guys have done really well. Dylan Mendoza's had a good fall thus far, and Michael Waka has as well, and John Stilson, transfer from Texarkana College, have all done good on the mound.
I know that you've got a couple guys that have been nicked up, and that, you know, that can contribute on the mound next year. As that's opened the door with Ross Hales not practicing this fall, have you seen enough guys step into that role and really compete to, you know, solidify a spot for a weekend?
It's been good. I mean, our hope still is that, you know, Ross will start his rehab throwing the 1st of November, and, you know, everything at this point has gone better than expected, and, you know, our hope is to get him back and going. I know he plans on that, and you know, he's not been able to compete this fall, but he's been a great leader in the, you know, how we go about our business, and, you know, helping the younger guys along, which has been good to see on his part.
I know that getting Patterson and Green back really helps your offense, because those are guys that had excellent years last year. You have them on the same team, and pitchers got to work against a pretty good lineup each and every day, whichever team they're going against. But what do you see when you see a guy work against Brody Green and a guy work against Patterson?
Well, they can't make a mistake. I mean, those two guys don't miss some mistakes, and, you know, they're both seniors. And, you know, Joe finished in last year, it probably as locked in as any hitter I've been around in a long time. The last month of the season, he was locked in. And, you know, Brody Green had just an incredible year after getting hit in the face halfway through, and came back and just had an incredible finish, and had a chance to lose him to the draft. And, you know, he really felt like there was some unfinished business here for him. And, you know, we feel blessed to have him back. And, you know, he's not only been great on the field for us, he's been great in a leadership standpoint as well.
You know, with the newcomers that you bring in each year, I mean, y'all go out and get junior college guys. Sometimes they're sophomores, sometimes they're juniors. Do y'all expect them to come in right away and perform like they have on the field, that y'all don't have a lot of time with them? You want to see them, you know, show you something quickly?
We really do. I mean, we're going to go recruit a junior college player. We're recruiting him to step in and play. And, you know, we've had some junior college position players come in and do a really good job for us. Matt Jingle at third base, John Stilson, shortstop, pitcher, Andrew Collazo, a second baseman that played at Howard Junior College, Kenny Jackson, Andrew Collazo I've already mentioned, but Greg Alcazar, catcher from San Jack. All those guys have done a really good job thus far, and they're going to be a big part of our offense in the spring. A couple of freshmen that have had really good falls, Tyler Nockwin, a freshman out of Klein Collins, and Brandon Wood out of Sugar Land Clements. And, you know, those guys are going to be fun to watch play right away, and then also develop over the course of the next 3 years.
I know it's hard to fill the shoes of a Brooks Raley, being a two-way guy. I know with the roster, you know, limitations as they are right now, if you can go out and get a two-way guy like Joaquin Hinojosa that can help you in the field and on the mound, that really has to be a bonus, and he's been good out here for you.
Well, he and John Stilson both have been great both ways. I mean, both positionally and on the mound, and they'll be big parts of our staff and our lineup in the spring. And you know, Adam Smith's another guy that went out and had a really good summer, come back with a renewed sense of confidence, and has had a great fall, and we're also going to use him on the mound as well. He's been very good a couple of times we've had him on the mound, and he's got a special arm. We just want to make sure he can come out to the field every day and you know, not just be good on the mound, but also be great positionally. And, you know, so far those three guys have done a really good job for us.
I know that coming up the next couple of weeks, it's you know, y'all are working to get this team better, but also some fun things are going to happen. The reunion game coming up, on the Saturday coming up on the 24th, I guess it is. It's going to be very special. Coach Johnson's coming back, and some players that haven't had a chance to come back you'll get to see here.
You know, this will be the second former players weekend that we've had the opportunity to do, and we're really looking forward to it. October 24th is going to be a fun day. Hopefully we have just as good a weather as we're going to have today, and you know, Coach and Linda Johnson will be back over, and we're looking forward to that. And, you know, got a chance to meet a lot of former players 2 years ago, and hopefully a lot more are going to be able to make this one. And guys are going to get together and play golf on Friday. We've got work to do. We've got to practice, but have a chance to be with them Friday evening after they play, and then Saturday coming out, starting BP at 9 o'clock, and then I think 11 o'clock, 11:30, somebody's going to try to give Dalen Holt a run for his money in the Home Run Derby, and hopefully the game will start around 1 o'clock. And you know, we chose to do it on a weekend where the football team's out of town, so they'd have an opportunity to find a hotel and, you know, come in and it'd be about them rather than us trying to work around maybe game changes and time changes from a standpoint of football. And I feel like it's going to work out good. Not only can we come out and have a great day, we can go and find a place to watch the game at 6 o'clock Saturday night after the game.
I know that you have young players come back, but you get some veteran Aggies coming back in here, too. I know that that's always exciting to see, you know, guys that were class of 70s, the 60s, the 50s come back and get out there on the diamond, too.
Well, one of the neatest things that happened 2 years ago was Joe Ecrete, class of 51, moved back here to College Station from San Antonio, was an infielder on the College World Series team, and singled up the middle off Kobe Mavroulis. And Mav had a little bit more in that arm than he let on, and but it was good to see Joe single up the middle, and you know, hopefully he's getting himself in you know, playing shape again. He'll be ready to go next Saturday. I know there's no excuses come next Saturday.
And then Monday after that, you get started with the Fall World Series, 3 o'clock every day of the week. You know, but y'all, even though y'all practice after that, the lights are kind of on. You'll have some more people in the stands, and you can really get a game-time atmosphere.
Yeah, October 26th to the 30th is not necessarily our World Series week. We're calling it our Championship week, and this kind of is a culmination of everything that they've gone through thus fall in the Omaha Cup point standings. And, you know, each game is going to be worth more and more points as we go throughout that week. So, you know, somebody may win the series in four, but, you know, that fifth game is going to be, you know, worth a lot of points. So they'll continue to get after it. Hopefully, we get a lot of people in the stands, you know, and can take a couple hours off early from work and come out and see what we're going to put on the field in the spring. It's going to be both teams getting after each other, nine-inning games starting at 3 o'clock each Monday through Friday, the 26th through the 30th.
I know a couple times the team that y'all would say didn't have as much talent has been the team that's won the Omaha Cup. How's it worked out this year as far as the two teams?
Right now the Farmers are kind of taking off. They've taken care of business on the field, and you know, offensively they've got a very good lineup with Brody Green, Joe Patterson, Adam Smith, Andrew Collazo, and Joaquin Hinojosa at the top, those five guys. And they've done a good job of playing the game, and you know, their starting pitching's giving them a chance every time out. And you know, hopefully the Plowboys can answer back today and have a good week next week. So that championship week, the 26th through the 30th, there's something to be played for.
All right. Thanks, Coach, and we'll see you out here at Olson.
Thanks, Scott.